Feeling all right. Did a little bit today as far as running, moving around a little bit. So, again, we'll see how it feels throughout the week.
Have you ever not practiced on these two long days and been able to play on Sunday?
Yeah.
So you're playing Sunday, right?
We'll see how it goes. Yeah, we'll see how it goes later in the week. But I'm feeling better.
You mentioned something after the game that you felt better than you ever had since the offseason surgery. So does that mean you weren't 100% until that game against the Giants?
I'm just saying that was the best I felt. Yeah.
In what way?
Just moving around, everything. I just felt, again, like myself again.
How about conditioning-wise, too? Is that part
Conditioning-wise, it's good.
What's the big challenge this week?
I think the challenge this week is first and foremost stopping the run. They rush the ball a lot, so it's going to be heavy run game for us defensively, and we have to stop the run. And then you sprinkle in the quarterback run, which gets kind of tough as far as fitting it up or whatever. But I feel like we'll do a good job of stopping that. And then, you know, in the passing game, Greg Olsen is a big threat. You know, we have to definitely lock him down if we expect to, you know, win the game.
What's the best way to go about covering him? Is that with a linebacker or trying to work a safety down in there?
Well, I think you mix it up. You know, we have linebackers, safeties. You have a lot of different guys covering him, getting a lot of different looks. But at the end of the day, it's going to be, you know, being aggressive at the line of scrimmage with him and just staying glued to him.
Chip said they really want to pound the ball at you, you know, over and over and over and over again. Have you played a team like that this year?
Not a team that's been committed to the run game, not this year. Now, I think they will stay committed to the run game, and they'll keep pounding it until, you know, something works for them. So it's going to be a big task for the front seven.
Do you want to enjoy those games when you get to
the run? Yeah, definitely. As a linebacker, you love to go against a team who's, you know, dedicated to running the ball. So you know it's all on you as a linebacker and the defensive line to stop the running game.
Best short yardage teams in the league, largely because of Cam. Does it make it even more important to get them in a lot of third and longs, and more so than a lot of other teams?
Right, yeah. That's what we want to do, get them in third and long situations where we, you know, make Cam drop back and, you know, beat us throwing the ball. I think that's where we'll gain an advantage. And but when it's third and short and he has the ability to run the ball, it's really tough to stop him.
What do you attribute to, like, the improvement in the defense overall this season, like, compared to the last two?
I think just the play of our guys in the back end has really stepped up. They're playing a lot better. And overall, the guys up front have been doing a good job stopping the run. So those two have just really tied in together for us to start playing a lot better than we played over the past couple years.
You guys, of course, like 16 turnovers.
Turnovers has been huge for us. That's been a really big change for us. That's been our emphasis this offseason, and that's what you see. The turnovers has really, really picked up, and that's allowed us to stay in a lot of games.
We've seen changes inside linebacker on the field. What's the meeting room been that kind of inside linebacker room been like with the new type of personality?
It's been a good room. I mean, we have a really good mix of guys, a bunch of just great guys in our room, really. And I enjoy being in our room, in the linebacker room, because of the quality of the guys that we have, the character guys that we have. It's a good room. It's a fun room. We have fun together outside of here and inside, you know, playing inside here at work. We have fun outside. So it's a really good group.
Linebackers aren't relying on you as much as they normally did in terms of scheme and understanding the position. Why is that?
The guys understand it. You know, you look at a guy, Jordan Hicks, come in, like I said before, he's a really smart guy. He's picked up on the defense really well. You know, we talk about things we need to talk about within our scheme, but as far as, and I don't look at any of those guys as they have to rely on me for anything.
Are you a fan of Lion King? How do you feel about being your nickname?
It's cool. Yeah, it's cool. I've seen the movie, enjoyed seeing the play.
Did you get
Hicks? No, I didn't. I don't know who gave him that nickname. He probably doesn't like that.
Do you see yourself as that type of character?
It was a cool thing that Chip said, but it's funny. I always laugh at it. Some of the guys joke with me walking around, like, you know, calling me Mufasa or something like that. So it's funny, man. I just smile and keep moving.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, guys.